You are now tuned in to the latest episode of Crayon vs. Culture, hosted by LaShonda.
All right, welcome to another episode of Crayon vs. Culture. It's your girl, LaShonda, and I'm joined today by Fee.
Hey!
And Ace.
I ain't shit.
Okay, but he here though, so we're going to take his ain't shit opinion and go with it. Today, we're going to scratch on a topic of what's off limits. And this is kind of sparked by, you know, celebrities got their, I don't know, for these people that have money, they like being in drama. I don't get it. I will never understand it. But we have April and Lil Fizz. And April is the baby mother of Omarion. Omarion and Lil Fizz was in the group B2K. Bum, bum, bum. And they got two children together. And now April and Lil Fizz are in a relationship. They're a couple. They in love. They said it was best friend. Now they in love. So, guys, do you guys think that this is something that has been brewing? Do you feel like it's wrong, it's dirty, it's shady? Mm-hmm. Like, what you think about it? And you know what? I'm going to ask the man in the room. Ace, what you think about this? Let's hear what he got to say. And this is one of your friends, one of your basketball teammates.
Well, and I, you know, it's really about how you go about it. I mean,
what you mean? I'm
about to get into it.
Okay.
If you allow me.
Okay.
So, like in their situation, I feel like a conversation needs to be had with the other male. Or even not man, just the other friend. It won't have to be a man thing. Just the other friend. If, for whatever reason, because honestly, when you become, you know, at a certain age, you don't really like to go out to date. It could be a situation where you're just always around this person, and for whatever reason, y'all could start generating feelings. Not saying that y'all meant to do it, but it could happen. And in that case, a conversation has to be had. Like, I'm not about to go mess with my partner's, you know, one of their exes or whatever without having a conversation with them. Mm-hmm. First of all, I'm grown as fuck. If I'm feeling somebody, unless you like my brother, my ace, like I seen like the heartbreak that happened with y'all breakup, that's off limits. But if I wasn't around, or in their case, I mean, even if you're in a group, that doesn't mean you're friends. You feel what I'm saying?
He's getting his money.
You know what I'm saying? So, but at the same time, I feel like a conversation needed to be had. We don't know if Fizz ever reached out to Omarion.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? Don't know. You know what I'm saying? And from what, and Omarion hasn't said anything or even.
And I don't think he will.
Yeah, I don't think he will either. So when it's like that, you give room for everybody to speculate. But just, you know, just coming from, you know, just a point of logic, if it's going to be a situation like that, which isn't right in most cases, you need to have a conversation with that other person. Like me personally, I'll bring up a story. It was a while ago, of course, like right out of college or in college, one of the two. A partner of mine called me to the crib and he like, yeah, you know, I got, you know, two girls coming over, you know what I'm saying? I got one for me. You can have one, blah, blah, blah. So by the time I get there, there's already another one of our homies over there. So I'm like, oh shit, I'm too late. That's cool. Shit, I'm chilling. Mm-hmm. We can turn up, you know, do whatever. Cause I mean, I ain't just about to go back home. Shit.
I already drove here.
Ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? So as the night progressed, the girl that came for my partner was starting to feel me. So I was confused. I'm like, aren't you for him? You know what I'm saying? That's what I was confused. So, I mean, she, you know, she was attractive and shit.
He probably like time out. Hold on.
So, the story continue. Eventually, you know, I knew it was real. It was no longer an assumption. She wanted to get at me. So I put my partner to the side. I'm like, hey, bro, she's throwing it at me, bro. Y'all, that's you? Are you sure? You feel what I'm saying? His reaction, which was his fault because he didn't really feel like this. Nah, bruh, I don't be cuffing these hoes, all that shit.
Captain. Right. They get on my nerves.
All right. I approached you one-on-one. Nobody else is around. It's me and you. You don't have to flex. But since you said that, I know what to do now. Because, you know, it's drinking and turning up involved. So you're not going to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So eventually me and her did whatever. We actually started dating for a second. But at the end of the day, he felt some type of way. So what happened on the back end, he started to feed her like stuff I was doing. Oh, and hating all that shit, this, that, and third. I'm like, damn, bro.
Oh, wow.
You feel what I'm saying?
That's
but he eventually came to a situation where he admitted that he was hurt, and that's why this happened. And I mean, there's no beef. That we stopped beefing after that because we were about to squabble. Like, nigga, I felt like you being a bitch by even, you know, me coming to you as a man straight up, right, and going behind, you know, just trying to throw salt in the game and shit like that. But at the end of the day, like, it's really hard to have that conversation with the man because a lot of men are afraid of what another man thinks. Like, oh, I can't act like I have feelings for this girl, so I'm a front. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit, if I'm coming to you one-on-one, that's me showing respect.
Yeah.
Knowing that I'm an adult.
Because some men wouldn't have even done what you did. They would have just did it.
Exactly.
And not been like, oh.
That's me like, no, okay, I'm attracted to this individual that's coming at me that I thought y'all had something, so y'all let me know what's going on.
I'm not gonna ask question. Right.
Y'all let me what's going on, so okay, bet. All right, you know what I mean? But I feel like if it's going to be a situation, that's how you should approach it. You feel what I'm saying? But like I said in the same breath, if I'm with you all the time and I see you and this girl, like, in physical situation, I think it was fucked up. I don't, you know what I'm saying? I know there's things that happened. She had kids. You have kids. Y'all, you know, used it as a friend. Amarion, you know, did whatever he did. But in the day, you were there. You saw all of that. Like, you saw.
You gotta have boundaries, though.
You saw the trials and tribulations that they did go through. So it's like, yeah, damn, you, like, we best friends. We do love each other, blah, blah, blah. But damn, I saw what, I was here for years seeing this. It wasn't like it just happened, like the group just got together. You saw this for a while. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, oh, yeah. And then Fizz, you know, your, his pretty boy ass, you know, you can get any type of girl you want. So it's like, nigga. I mean, you know, I'm not saying 100% Phyllis. Jesus.
You know, she's
like, she's
sorry. She got to take it right there. Yeah. No, you can't.
But you know what I'm saying?
I'm guessing she don't want
If you're a celebrity and you're a pretty boy, you like your ratio is kind of crazy
it's
when it comes to getting it.
You know what I'm saying? You have an abundance
You know what I'm saying?
Ass.
So just in that situation, I just feel like it was just messed up. And then just them portraying how things were going. Like, everybody knew what it was. As adults, we know how other adults interact if they got something going on.
Right.
So stop flexing. Yeah, I mean, y'all can be best friends.
Because then everybody's sitting there kicking each other underneath the table like, look.
Exactly. I'm not going to... If I have a genuine best friend, I'm not flirting with you.
At all.
Like, that, we're not best friends. Like, we're, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on now. But, you know, at the end of that, I think he was wrong. And, like, and then, like, it was just awkward. Like, y'all going on a reunion tour and then... Of course, y'all not talking, but damn, don't y'all want the vibe to be straight while y'all chilling? Like, you know what I'm saying? Now y'all probably in different dressing rooms and...
I think they had two different tour buses.
Probably so. I wouldn't be surprised.
Mm-hmm. Y'all got money. We trying to save money.
Right.
Y'all got money. Yeah, so. Like, no, we're going to get... We're going to be on this bus.
Together.
Yeah, but that, like I said, it really depends on what the situation. Like... If I'm just not seeing y'all together, but I know that was your girl and something happened that I had no idea about, but I knew that was your girl, I'm going to have a conversation with you. You feel what I'm saying? But if I'm with y'all and I see all of this, I can't do that, bro. You know what I mean? And if we do something, I'm like, hey girl, this shit can't get out. Or we just got to go. Or we got to go goddamn tell them together, me and you.
Right.
We're both of us, not one or two. Like, right. We both like.
And that's what I was going to say.
No, exactly what do you think, V? He said, we're going together.
Yeah, no, that's what I was going to say. Like, at the end of the day, if April and Fizz really care for each other, because honestly, I don't believe in girls and guys being best friends shit.
That's a whole other topic. I don't agree with that.
You my husband.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, you can have more than one best friend.
You can have more than one best friend.
It's not the top best friend. It's not a.
If you my best friend,
well, I have a couple of best friends I have not slept with.
I don't believe boys.
You had a best friend. That's your kid's godfather.
Exactly. And what happened? We tried to be together. Ain't no best friend trying to be together.
Because you weren't taking the... Anyways, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
There is no... Well, let me speak for
you
Phyllis.
Missed out.
But even if you try, let me ask you a question before.
I have tried to be friends with guys. Right. Several of times to this day. I'm 31 years old. I still try to be friends with guys.
And why do you think you can't be friends with them, Fee?
Because they all want to F me.
Why? Do you get them? Do you give them the no. come here?
No, they say Pisces flirt, but I don't know.
And you say, I don't know when people flirting with me. You a whole lie, bro.
I'm talking to Archie Fleet.
I've been accused
Oh, you're not talking to me?
You have been accused. I want to ask him. Do they?
I mean, I've been accused of that on several occasions. Exactly. Where I don't think I'm really flirting. Not. I'm like, well, what am I doing?
It's just the way we talk. But to people, first of all, Pisces are a sexual creature anyway. So if we talk.
Ma'am, my mama's a Pisces. Date, please stop. Chill.
But she is.
Why would you just start thinking about your mom? That's where you're going to go? What'd you say? Oh, my mom's a Pisces. Stop saying that.
People think we're flirting or coming on to them, but really we're just talking and having a conversation. That's really what it is. So, like I said, I never had a best friend as a guy.
You'd be like, how are you? Did you eat today? What? Are you okay? Like, hey. Ain't nobody friends with nobody asking them they ate today. Like, you a whole dog.
Hey, we do that, though. I don't know why. So how was your day?
I get it. How was your day? That's it.
What
did you eat today? Oh, was it good? Oh, we cooked it.
Sometimes you gotta be a blessing, and sometimes you gotta care a little bit more about somebody and make them feel special.
I always ask someone what they ate because I'll be hungry. You might give me an idea.
Yeah.
I'm gonna ask how it was. Like, hey,
yes,
blessing.
You.
Where you get it from? What the cost? What the
cost is? Now they think we flirting.
What you have for lunch? All right, shit. You recommend that shit?
So let me go back to my Abby.
So when you gonna go to sleep?
Anyway, let me go back to my April and Lil Fizz. Like I said before, I don't believe in best friend girls and guys. Once Omarion saw that shit, he should have already known what was going on. Point blank, period.
But I really think that
hopefully,
I don't think he cared.
Yeah.
At that point.
Maybe. Well, I don't know.
He wasn't thinking about it like that.
They probably talked to him about it because it would be kind of fucked up to just be all on social media, all kissing, lovey-dovey and stuff. It would be fucked up. But if y'all really, really, truly love each other, y'all want to talk to him and just saying, like, look, this is for real. We really about to be together. Then go ahead and do it because, you know, you don't want to miss out on your happiness because you kind of fucked up having a baby daddy and being in a group and becoming friends. Like, that is. And
say,
if Mario
like
don't want to be with him, it is what it is.
It seemed like in that case, when Marion just threw up the deuces and she was just out bad. From what she explained, but that's the thing, we don't know
we
if that's
don't,
also
we just
because
know what
he doesn't
they
say
tell us.
He doesn't say nothing. It's like you give us reason to speculate what we want to because
yeah,
from what
know,
she
you
was
really
saying,
can't trust light skinned people like that, so you don't really know what's going on with Lil Fizz and April. But Omarion, you see, he a real nigga. He in the back, like hey,
I mean, he might not be a real nigga. He might just be weird.
Or he could be the one.
You
could be the one that's really fucked up.
You seen his Instagram?
Yes.
Bro be in the kitchen just dancing.
Just
right?
dancing.
Like a lot
with
of
chicken.
Things.
Like chicken. He just dancing with the chicken.
And it was funny because I never.
I
didn't think about even going to his Instagram until I started watching that. I'm like, hello, where the fuck is Omarion on social media? So I went to go see. I'm like, why is he just always in the kitchen dancing?
He's in the kitchen dancing, doing all kinds of stuff, girl. I'd be like,
yeah, he's probably gay.
What does that
weird?
Mean? He's gay.
Why we gotta talk about sexual preference?
I just said maybe he's gay.
How maybe you go from him dancing in the kitchen to him being gay?
Because maybe he left her for a man. Maybe he likes men now.
Well, maybe it's just weird.
That's some. No.
I don't think
no,
you.
I'm sorry.
I mean, but you, I mean, that's your opinion.
Scratch
so you know
that
what I mean.
From the record.
I'm not scratching nothing. Whatever she just said is nothing a reflection of Crayon versus Culture. It's our fee, okay? I would say I'm kind of in the middle. I could care less because honestly, these are rich people problems.
But just in general, though.
But in general,
yeah.
I would if. I intended on dating someone that one of my friends had dealings with or dated or this, that, and the other. I think that is definitely a conversation. Mm-hmm. But now if I know they were just kicking it, messing around or whatever, then they didn't even really have no feelings there. Then they had no conversation. Like, what are we talking about? How good was it? Like, that ain't nothing to talk about. But I feel like once it does progress into love or whatever, I think you do owe it. If that person was in love with that person, you saw how bad it was that hurt that person, I think you do need to have that conversation. And to what Fee said about guys and girls being best friends, I think you can. Because for me, I'm closer to guys than I am to females. Because females, they hormonal and crazy at times. But I could be friends with a guy and I'm not thinking nothing of it. Like, I'm just we're homies.
I can think, but
I have boundaries.
Me too.
I'm not asking him if he ate today because I ain't trying to feed him nothing.
Okay, so your girlfriend, you asked if she ate.
No, I'm not asking her either because I ain't trying to feed her either.
You know what? It's called charm. Sometimes people don't know. Some people just don't know.
No, if I'm trying to charm you, I'm trying to do some things to you.
No.
If I'm charming you, I'm doing some things to you.
I honestly want to be a person that people say, you know what? This girl is a very charming, nice girl. Like, I want people to speak about me like that.
You can do that without asking if they ate.
We've been on this thing.
Maybe not use that line.
I've heard that conversation.
Hey, what you ate today?
What you ate today?
It was a good.
Oh, was it good? Oh, how did you sleep?
Oh, and I also do you need company?
You know what? Are you cold?
You know why I ask people why they ate too? Because certain people, if they eat certain things, I don't really like to deal with those kind of people. So. Like, if you eat fast food or canned foods or canned fruits, stuff like that.
You better be happy the person and they surviving. You talking about what the hell they ate. You don't have to eat it. I bet you an apocalypse came and you had canned foods. Guess what you're going to be doing? Popping them cans.
Do you watch The Walking Dead?
I used to watch
The Walking Dead.
Right. I'm like, girl.
Shit, they just see a goddamn can of green beans. That's dinner.
Like, and no, I'm not sharing.
I'm not struggling like that, so I can afford a little bit.
No.
Fresh fruits and vegetables.
I feel certain things are off limits, but within reason. I think you can give it a time limit. Like, if it's like after 2-3 years of y'all not being together, I don't think y'all getting back together, so it's fair game at this point. Like,
no, that's
Hunger not Games. Sorry, Hunger Games.
Because people will get back together after 10, 15, 20.
Okay,
that's
so
only,
you have
that's
a,
only if they didn't
you
try
have
some
a 7-year-old. You
then.
Have a 7-year-old. Would you magically in 3 years be like, oh, I want to get back with his father?
No, I wouldn't. I'm done.
Hey,
I'm
you seen
done,
that? What was that movie? The Brothers, when Morchester got mad at his mom and dad get back together.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it happens. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you go out there, you do your thing, like, goddamn, this shit ain't what
you
it was.
You know what? It's my life manager. I hand sweet. Let me go on.
His parents divorced. His dad went and married a whole nother woman, had 2 kids, and then they got back, him and his mom got back together, and they're married now.
That's what's up.
I ain't that forgiving.
It happens like this.
Sometimes. I ain't that forgiving, son. You don't share that thing.
No, but they divorced.
They divorced. I don't care. We don't
share it, and you made other human beings. We ain't doing that.
I mean, but that's you.
But y'all divorced.
We did divorce, but you shared.
No, it's divorce. I'm moving on with my life. I started
you went and had
life.
You had a whole nother family.
Okay, and now I ended it. I'm coming back to my family.
You went and ran around the neighborhood, and now you want to come back home.
This can happen with
Lamar. Let a dog roam, now he want to come home.
Amaria can go to April and say, look, I need you to come back home.
That's what I'm saying.
Ooh, if that happened, that would
And she could be pregnant by fees.
If that happened, that means...
I take this Hollywood.
This is Hollywood.
Next season would be lit if that happened. That'd be the highest watch Love & Hip Hop if that situation happened.
Yo, this is Hollywood.
You better talk to Mona Scott.
I'm just saying, this is Hollywood.
Mona Scott, gonna get them together. Hey, let's check this out.
I'm gonna
give y'all the bag. Y'all gonna be the
April like to get pregnant.
Y'all gonna be the highest paid individuals on the show.
They gonna
ever.
Give you a check for $100,000. You just wrote the next storyline.
Hey, send it to Mona. Mona, I just told you. Tell April to get pregnant by Fizz.
Cause she
fried off. Tell Mariana to come back. He want his family back.
Boom. And he gonna take care of the baby.
Yes.
Cause he the pappy.
And Fizz, you can get him.
You can be visitation. And you go back to Moniece.
Yeah, no. Don't go back to Moniece.
Nah, Moniece kind of
But
crazy.
Let Moniece cuss you out.
Every season, she get mad at something. But,
I think he has a type. He like women that are like crazy.
Yeah.
He doesn't like calm people. He likes people that are
But you
hair.
Know but you talking about Fizz?
Yeah. Yes.
But you know, he always high. So he be chilling. Yeah, he nothing really be bothering chill. Him.
Cause when
he's
on
every episode, he's high as hell.
If you look at him, he's
when
always
I was on
high.
Marriage Boot Camp, and he's with Tiffany.
Always
he's so
high.
Pretty. He's just
he
there.
Was, he was high as hell on that one.
Yes. Boot Camp, and the girl is like crying, her eyes out. He's just like,
Like, man, you see,
what you tripping for?
I already told you.
I'm like, I already told you what it was.
Come on.
And then he like, I told you was here to get a check.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, that we not even here no more. We you are here alone. But he was just so disrespectful. Like, I couldn't really see a woman and, really want to be with
and
him.
And listen, and that's probably what he fucking with April for, a check. Let's act like we're the new power Holly couple. Weird.
What power couple? There ain't no damn power in that couple.
What? I'm just saying. People,
two twigs.
Every time they know something, people are going to be searching them more.
Cause
more
she, because she can't. So they wanna she's trying to be something. An artist, but she can't really sing. What? What? Is Fizz a rapper? What is he?
I don't know what he did. He was a singer rapper. He was Drake before Drake.
He needs to just go do something.
But yeah, but back on topic though, I feel like. Like, the most dangerous connection is really two people not trying to find, you know, they generally friends and then they just fall in love. And, like, when that happens,
yeah,
you do
fall in love with your friends. When it's like, that's how your relationship should start as a friendship, a foundation. Mm-hmm. But when it's a messy friendship, like, y'all sneaking around to be friends and y'all know y'all shouldn't be friends.
But I think also, just to take a look on their side. Just how they was kind of, you know, giving out their information or how they chose to, you know, display whatever they had going on. At the end of the day, if that's how they want to move, then, you know, that's how they want to move. You know, but if it's, hey, what if this, if it, that just works for them and they just become, just be together, get married, and that's just them. You know how some couples or whatever or families isolate themselves from everybody else? Right. Mm-hmm. They may be that type of couple. Like anything dealing with our personal life, we ain't fucking with it. We can hang out all day, but when y'all come talking about what's going on personally, it feels, hey, we ain't saying shit. You know what I'm saying? So they could just be that way themselves.
And they,
you know what I'm saying?
Everybody has family secrets. That'll be a family secret. Like, oh,
and then you on were top
in,
of that,
Uncle Fizz, you were in a group with my dad, so you got with my mom after. And
so now your Uncle Daddy Fizz.
Like, you know, that's how people do
it. Yeah, me personally, we're not having that conversation until you get above 18, then we'll talk about it. You can ask that all day. Ain't none of your damn business.
Wow. So you just over here eating my cereal in your boxes and then not want to tell me what why you here?
Yep. How old are you? How old are you?
Like 7.
Exactly. Right. What kind of bills you paying in here?
And I'll be like, give my cereal then. Like,
hey, little nigga, I'll buy some more. You want to go to the store after this? We go to the store right now. I'll give you about 2 boxes. I'll double us up.
But no, honestly, there's levels to this. Like, yeah, we're just scratching on the surface of it. I mean, we've all lived the life here in this room. We've all lived. We ain't going to get too personal, but we all lived. Mm. But things can be.
Hey, you live and you learn out here in these streets.
You live and you learn, you know.
Hey, there's a lot of people that ain't really been through shit. That you ever had somebody just come to you with some relationship advice? You be like, nigga, are you goddamn 18? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, someone that's in their first relationship at 29. Like, what are you doing?
What you been doing out here?
I'm saying.
What your people
it
skills?
It helps to go through stuff when you're younger. So when you get old, you're like, oh, yeah, I've been there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's like, I know how to handle
but some
this
people
shit.
Go asking for problems. Mm-hmm. But that's a whole nother story. That's a whole nother topic. But you know, it's been real. It's your girl, LaShonda. You can catch me at patchwork85 on IG. Fee.
Slyway Fee on IG.
And Ace.
Instagram, Ace_Alpha2. Twitter, Ace_YUNG2. Get at me.
And the podcast, you can catch us at Crayon vs. Culture on IG.
Thanks for tuning in. Remember, keep living life outside of the box.